When some people think of Taylor Swift, there's a huge range of emotions. Some people idolize her, some people hate her, some people believe the rumors, some are indifferent. I fall into the category of idolizing her and am personally part of the Taylor Swift defense squad. Since 7 years old, she has been a constant in my life with songs, quotes, and incredible personality to go along with an impressive career. Something about her music resonated with my 7-year-old self. I remember my mom waking me up when You Belong With Me would play on MTV. She bought me an iPod Shuffle and filled it with all of her songs at the time. When I wasn't old enough to stay up for award shows, my dad would leave a note with the award she won next to my bed. In 2009, when Kanye pulled his famous stunt, was probably the first time I ever said a bad word. When there was a hoax that she died, my mom banned me from social media until it blew over, and my cousin would always ask me, "What music do you listen to?" to see if we had anything in common, and my only response was Taylor Swift. I have so many connections to so many songs and repertoire just from being a fan for so many years, but Long Live is one that will forever have one of the strongest connections. After idolizing her, dedicating social media accounts to her, and being noticed by her on Tumblr, something I had dreamt of for over a decade happened. I got to meet her. A follow for her on Tumblr seemed like a long shot, but that happened. And a single like on one of my posts from her seemed so unlikely. 14 of them to date have happened, and meeting her seemed impossible. That happened too. July 17th, while eating dinner, Taylor's management, Taylor Nation, sent me a message on Tumblr. I knew what it meant when I saw the giant "confidential" in all caps at the top of my screen. 8 months prior, I was invited to meet her, but I was too young to attend the event due to alcohol being served and it being in New York City. I had lost all hope that I would be asked by her management a second time to meet her. With my show dates just 3, 4, and 5 days away, I had no idea if I would get to meet her. Getting that message while eating dinner was probably not the best thing because I screamed so loud. And if you scream during dinner, your mom will probably think somebody's choking. But I knew that vague message meant that I was going to meet her. I had been on Tumblr long enough to know what a direct message from Taylor Nation meant. The next day, I spoke to her management on the phone. They asked me questions, most likely for a background check, and gave me some instructions like, you have to get to the will call window for the concert where you'll get an envelope, make sure you have your ID on you, and your envelope will have everything that has the details about your opportunity, as they called it, inside. They wanted to keep it a secret to surprise you on the day of your show, but, like I said, being on Tumblr, I knew what this message meant. So 3 days of waiting, preparing of what I was going to say, like after all of these 10 years of being a fan, all in 3 days. So like this moment for 10 years was all put into 3 days of what I was going to say, which was crazy. So when I arrived at MetLife Stadium July 20th, receiving that coveted slip of paper, it didn't feel real. I met 3 girls, Kate, Audrey, and Chelsea, who were meeting Taylor during the same time slot as me, and the connection with them and meeting them on the same day as Taylor and having people there just to be with me that understood like how insane this was awesome, but it still didn't feel real. It started to hit me when I met Giuseppe, which is one of her longtime dancers who has been with her for many tours, but it hit me when I met her mom, Andrea. Andrea is like the fandom mom, so like if you're a Swiftie, like you know who her mom is, and her mom is such an integral part of Taylor and being in the fandom and all her tours. So when her mom came over to me and gave me this huge hug, I couldn't believe it. She told me how happy she was I was there, and she just kept on smiling, and she was just so welcoming, and it was just crazy that her mom was excited that I was there. And just looking around, out of 50,000 people at MetLife Stadium, millions of fans around the world, she picked me. She wanted to meet me. She wanted to meet me so bad that she had her management reach out to me not once, but twice. She knew who I was before I can even tell her. My entire life has kind of been this, like, on the sidelines, waiting for right now kind of moment, to quote Long Live. And for this moment, I was in the band of thieves and ripped up jeans, like, ruling the world. Meeting her was this cultivation of everything like I could have ever wanted. So when I met her, she like looked at me and she said, "Hey guys," to me and my mom who came and met her with me, and she gave me this big hug. And then I stepped back and she looked at me and she points to my outfit and she goes, "Wow, I love that. Like, that's so cute." And like, she was just like complimenting me on my outfit. And then we started talking, and it got to kind of the heavier stuff where I told her about how much she helped me with my anxiety. And talking to her about my anxiety and watching her care so much about everything I had gone through, and for her to grab my hands and look me in the eyes and tell me that she was proud of me, to thank me for using her to get through it, and to tell me how proud she was that I was able to come to a stadium tour and overcome my anxiety, because that's not an easy thing to do, and for her to just care so much about something that like affected me so deeply was just like everything. Like, my first time at therapy, I didn't call her Taylor Swift. I called her Taylor because I felt so connected to her. Like, she was a friend. And in that moment, I felt like she was my friend. And when we took our picture, she was like, "What do you guys want to do? Like, do you want your mom in it? Do you want me in it?" So we decided just to have it me and Taylor. And she like rests her head like on top of me, because she's like 13, 14 inches taller than me without heels on, I'm pretty sure. So she just like embraced me in this huge hug for our picture, and then she called me precious after it, and she told me to have such a fun time at the show, and that she would see me out there, and I was like, "Well, I'll see you all 3 nights." And then, of course, me being me, I got lost on my way out, and then she laughed at me. So yeah, Taylor Swift laughed at me as I got lost walking out of a square room backstage, which was funny. So as I was meeting her, and before I was meeting her, standing backstage, I had "Long Live" in the back of my mind. Lyrics from the song, like, "Remember this moment" in the back of my mind, and lyrics like, "One day, like, I'll point to the pictures and I'll tell my children, like, about her, and I'll tell them her name, and that she would want them to shine just because she cared about me so much," which is a lyric that I had that just made this moment like so special. Like, "Long Live" was kind of a song that the fandom like took on as like, when you meet Taylor, like, this is your song. And I got to adapt a song that already meant so much to me, because I related it back to my senior year and the 4 years I spent at New Providence. Was crazy that I got to use this song and think, "I had the time of my life with you for 5 short minutes with Taylor Swift," which, getting to tell her about that anxiety, the songs that impacted you, the memories you have on tour, the friends that you met through her influence, that was my Long Live moment. I think part of the reason why "Long Live" just means so much to me is just how she wrote it and why she wrote it. Because Taylor wrote "Long Live" after the success of "Fearless" and the tour that went along with it. All by herself at 18 years old, which is the age I am now, she put pen to paper and wrote a song specifically for her fans. All by herself, she wrote this song, which is crazy that an 18-year-old could write a song like this. First off, it blows my mind. And it came out as a power ballad with influences of country and rock, which was Speak Now was more of her country album, with Red that followed it, leading a little bit more into pop with 1989 and going into full pop, and Reputation also being pop as well. So it was kind of like a stepping stone for her in her lyrics and the way she wrote it. And it features a simple but memorable guitar riff, a buildup of drums in the chorus, and it starts off slow and works its way up into intensity leading up to the chorus, which for me makes sense because my experience with Taylor was a little slow in the beginning, trying to get to know her song because it's 7 years old, figuring out who she was, finding her website, pictures, posters, all that kind of stuff. But the obsession hit full on very, very quickly. And I can kind of relate it to like my anxiety my senior year, because everything kind of starts off slow, it grows in intensity, it has periods of where it slows down, just like when Taylor begins to address her fears of fate stepping in, because her success and everything was so sudden that she didn't know what was going to happen next, which I think is a lot of fear that a lot of people have. And the intensity of the song complements the lyrics, which makes them stand out that much more. It's also written in G major, which makes the song a happy ballad and makes it not as sad to listen to. And the song also closes her third album, Speak Now, which is a perfect way to end it as it highlights her so fastly growing career from 2006 to 2010. But the song's meaning goes years past, and it becomes such a fan favorite that she sang it every night on the Reputation Stadium tour this summer. And another reason why the song means so much to me is that I got to hear her sing it the same night I met her, and the night after that, because I was at all three nights of MetLife Stadium. And I also met so many friends online after meeting Taylor, and we all turn to Long Live when we miss her, or even when we miss each other. This 11-year obsession has dubbed me the Taylor Swift girl pretty much wherever I go. My friends know to put Taylor on their playlist, and my brother and his friends would always hate on Taylor to rile me up. And people didn't always accept my obsession with her openly, especially because Kanye West is cool and apparently Taylor Swift isn't. But I got a lot of, backlash from people after I met her, saying I posted the photo too much, that I was too obsessed with her, and that I needed to stop talking about it. But look where being the Taylor Swift girl got me. It got me 14 likes on Tumblr, a chance to meet her, three nights at a concert, seven shows in total, friends all over the globe because of her, and just so many memories and so many songs that I can connect to so many things in my life. So I think being a Taylor Swift girl played off pretty well for me.